Welcome back to today's edition of The Front Page. We're talking to the director of the Rowland County Arts Center, Ashley Gillum. Ash, thanks for coming over and joining us today on the program.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, I know you are, because you always are when I have you on the program. That's why I like having you on here, because you're so much more excited than all the rest of my guests, because they're tired of me.
No, that'll never happen.
Okay.
I'm always going to be excited.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Art Center and what's going on there. And you and I discussed something you're doing now from here on out, I guess, for the next several months, First Fridays.
Oh, yes, First Friday Outdoor Market. We have it the first Friday of every month. It's from 4 to 7. It's on the lawn of the Art Center, unless we have rain, which, if you've ever been in my office around First Friday time, the mantra is, it's not going to rain. We're going to have beautiful weather. It's not going to rain. So it's usually out on the lawn. It's from 4 to 7. We have all kinds of local vendors that are selling arts and crafts and produce, and it's all made here in Kentucky, in Rowland County and the surrounding counties. And this year we've added live music, so we always have a local band playing as well.
That should be a big draw. I mean, even if you're not there to kind of look at some of the booths and things like that and maybe go shopping, you can always sit down and enjoy a nice little concert.
Absolutely. And that's kind of what First Friday is about. Yes, it's about buying and supporting local, but it's also about community and fellowship. You know, you're kind of visiting with your neighbors, and it's supposed to be a place where it's not a hustle and bustle, find it, buy it, go. We want you to hang out. Or if you need to go someplace else, you can you know, hang out for a little bit and leave. It's a come and go event.
Ash, where did the idea for First Fridays come up, and where did it come from, rather?
It was a few things. You know, there. I worked with Jennifer Rice and Tony Hobbs and Sonny Stamper and Nathan from the Kentucky Center of Traditional Music when I first was hired. It was already started. They knew that we needed something that featured local artists, that featured produce and things like that, which we have a farmer's market, which is great. But the idea is that it starts in April instead of the farmer's market starts in June, and it doesn't compete because the farmer's market's on different days. You know, some people grow early crops, lettuce and things like that. What do you do with it until the farmer's market? Well, now you have a place to sell that. And it also was kind of a street vending idea as well, but we did it on the lawn so that we don't have to close any streets, because that's always a rough time when you close streets, because that can ruin everyone's day. So we wanted it to just be a community festival that's sort of like Arts and Eats, got that feel of, you know, your community and your supporting local.
It kind of falls into this idea of trying to get more people downtown to do things. And I know that there are a lot of people around the community that are pushing this right now. Tony Pence, of course, the director of Downtown Moorhead Incorporated, is working on that. And this kind of plugs right into all that, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You know, it's the timing of it is from 4 to 7, so that you've just gotten off work. You can come down and enjoy the event as much as you want. Maybe get some things that you're going to take home and make for dinner, or maybe you don't feel like making dinner and you go across the street and into one of our local restaurants and you support them. It's all about, you know, coming together, coming downtown and supporting downtown.
What types of things would you like to add as you move forward with this First Friday's event? I mean, I'm sure you talked about the music this year. That's a little different. You probably have some ideas for things you'd like to do in the coming years.
Well, the city just passed a new food truck ordinance, so we would love to have food trucks. I mean, that's kind of the new thing going around, that, you know, I know other cities have food truck Fridays and things like that, and it's kind of the new thing to do. I would love to have a food truck or two.
I'd like to have one in my driveway.
I know, right? just so that it's something, it's a new element to add. So if there's any food truck vendors out there that want to give First Friday a try, the vendor fee is only $10.
So it's cheap.
Yeah. And all of the money that we get for the vendor fees goes to the Rowland County Arts Center and promoting our good work with community arts.
Have you thought about adding a tilt-a-whirl? Because, you know, when I went to the county fair and stuff like that when I was a kid, the tilt-a-whirl was always a big draw.
You know, you never know. I never say no to anything. You know, it can always be there on the back burner of maybe in the future.
Well, how long have you been now the director over at the Arts Center?
It'll be 3 years in July.
You've been working on various projects over that period of time and trying to add a little bit here and add a little bit there. And we talked about First Fridays. What are you working on now besides that?
We're always working on our art classes for the community. That's something that we've grown a lot in the past year, especially the idea of in January. I was like, you know, everyone makes those New Year's resolutions to get creative and take time from me. And so I talked to all of my instructors and was like, you have to schedule a class in January just so that we have that. And it's so funny to me how many people say, oh, I can't take an art class. I'm not artistic. I'm like, you don't have to be. You're not supposed to be. Come take the class. You kind of explore things, and let's say that watercolor is not your thing. There's no investment in it because we provide all the supplies and things that you would need for that class, for that time, so you can try different things. And maybe you decide, oh, I really like ceramic tile painting. I'm going to do this more often. And so it gives you an idea of things that you like and don't like. And it's just a way to create and explore and come have fun.
You talk about the arts classes. Right behind you is the old jail building that's being refurbished by the local historical society, mm-hmm. and they plan to hold art classes in there as well. Can you kind of dovetail off of each other?
It's actually, we are combining. Our classroom is in the basement of the art center, and so we would like to, which it used to be a fear of water, the basement flooded, but we actually think we might have that fixed or solved.
Maybe the event, or you could hold swimming classes in there.
You know, I used to do that as a summer job in my teens, so, you know, I can always bring that back. But knock on wood, right now the basement's been pretty dry, but that had been the original idea, was get it out of the basement so that when it rains we don't have to worry. But the jail has a great layout that it's going to work great to move our classroom to the jail. It also helps when we only have one event going on and it's an art class, the entire building has to have the lights on. So this way we can move it to the jail. The jail's lights are on and the art center's lights are turned off because nothing's going on. So it's going to be a utility help too.
Well, you've got more space over in the jail too, I guess, to do different types of art.
Yes, yes. Of course, this is a long-term plan, but the old kitchen in the jail, we would like to make a ceramics lab. We do have a kiln that we can't use right now because of just the building itself, and we're not really sure about the electric, how much electric it's going to take, and things like that. And even though it has everything it needs, there's just a little bit of, I'm not sure we should do this in this building. But moving it to the kitchen, you know, there was an old stove, so there's a hood there and exhaust, and it's a cement building. So there's not as many worries to maybe try it there. So we'd like to move the kiln over there and eventually work to have some pottery wheels as well so that we could do ceramics.
You've been working to get more and more events over into the Art Center. I know that when you took over, you know, the Art Center was mandated to start paying more of its own bills. And I think you're dividing up money between yourself and the county and some of these bills with the city, too, as well. How are things going? I know it seems to be a pretty big, busy place when I go by.
Things are going really well. We're having more and more events. Of course, with ADUCT being under construction, that's made us a little bit busier. And we've really enjoyed having that extra boost. And, you know, we try to make sure that everyone has a great time. And we've also had the events, like, scheduled for next year, these yearly events. So, like, we want to come back. Can we go ahead and get on your calendar for next year? And I'm like, sure. So it's been a great boost. And we're really excited about what's happening and how people are really embracing the arts in the community.
One of your regular tenants is the Moorhead Theater Guild. They hold a lot of their productions up there, of course. You talked about the arts classes. What else goes on inside the Arts Center besides that stuff?
Well, we've got theater. The KCTM hosts their ensemble concerts twice a year, once in the fall, once in the spring. Lexington Children's Theater, they host two family nights twice a year, once in the fall, once in the spring. We also do a summer theater program with them as well. Of course, if you're not into art, we also offer yoga classes. We have pound and Zumba classes as well, which, you know, at that auditorium upstairs in that wood floor, it's perfect to do yoga and things like that because, you know, it's kind of like a dance floor. So,
wow, pretty interesting. I know you used to have wedding receptions and things there, too.
Yeah, we do lots of wedding receptions, weddings, baby showers, anniversary dinners, all kinds of things. I mean, it's you can do non-art things there all the time.
So do you pull out a big calendar every year and start just crossing out dates where you have things and trying to find ways to fill in those open blocks?
Absolutely. That's kind of how the yoga and Zumba classes started. I noticed that, like, the auditorium could be used more. There's other ways to do it. And that's how we started doing the fitness classes, because they would be right after work from like 5 to 6 and 6 to 7. So we had 2 hours of extra rental space weekly, you know, the 3 times a week. So things have been going really well that way. And then also, you know, people are calling wanting to book this and that, and our calendar fills up fast. And, you know, anytime that we have an open space, I think of a way to maybe put something there.
How are you doing financially now?
We're doing pretty good. I mean, we're very lucky that we have a community that supports us. I mean, the city supports us. The county supports us. Morehead Tourism is a big supporter as well. But we also have, you know, we have a Friends of the Round County Art Center sort of, donors that help and give money to us as well. And we've had really good years.
We've got a very cool building to work out of. It's so historic, and people love the Courthouse Square. It's right downtown. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a really neat venue to work out of.
Oh, yeah. I love my building. All of its quirks and history is always it's always changing every day. You just never know what's going to happen at the Art Center, what the building's going to do. You know, occasionally we have bats. That's always a lively day.
What about ghosts?
I've
heard rumors.
There's a couple times that I can't explain something, so I was like, it must be a feud ghost.
Yeah, I said the same thing to my mom when I was growing up. There were many times I couldn't explain certain things.
Yeah.
Ash, thanks so much for coming over and joining us on the Front Page. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Again, that's Ashley Gillum. She's the director of the Rowan County Arts Center. I'm Chuck Mraz, host of the Front Page. See you next time.